Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I am
and wake up this morning.
Going to read this verbatim, just so you know. I'm not adding anything to it. Do you hang your toilet paper under the roll and closer to the wall like a psychopath? Or or do you properly hang your toilet paper over the roll like a normal, sane, functioning human being?
I feel like this is very judgy.
It seems it's a little bit judgy. This is the toilet paper personality test. And it finds, first and foremost, that 3 out of 4 of us are the normal, sane, functioning human beings who have the toilet paper hung over. The advantages to the overhang are that it's easier to locate and grab an end. It's easier to tear off the desired number of tiles. And there's less chance of scraping the wall with your knuckles gathering germs.
It's not that difficult.
The personality traits of an over-roller: likes to take charge, overachiever, stays organized.
This person just is trying to manipulate the under-rollers into being over-rollers so they feel better about themselves.
Your celebrity endorsement for the over-roller: Jay Leno. On the under-roller side of things, the advantages: a tidier appearance. Less chance of unraveling in an RV or during an earthquake. Less chance of a cat or
during
small...
During an earthquake, really? We're changing our toilet paper roll on the weird, odd event that there might be an earthquake while
joke,
we're
Polly.
On the
if
can.
If you keep talking about the joke, it gets less funny.
It's just a joke.
Yeah. Less chance of a cat
you know, who's
or...
less funny is Jay Leno. Who cares what he wants?
Well, wait till you hear your celebrity endorsement.
Oh, okay.
Less chance of a cat or small child unraveling the roll. I'll give you that on the under roll for sure. Personality traits of the person with the under roll: laid back, artistic. Why don't you just call them anyway?
What?
And dependent.
What?
I was going to say
unemployed?
Jobless. Yeah, laid back and artistic. Yeah, man, I'm laid back and artistic. Yeah, you have no job. And dependable. And dependable.
Okay.
Celebrity endorsement for the under roller.
Yeah.
Ann Landers. Is she even still alive? She died from under rolling the toilet paper. She might still be alive. I'm sorry.
But I wonder what kind of advice she'd give on that.
She'd give the advice to roll it, under roll it like a psychopath. Anyway, the over roller wins, but that's what your personality, what tells you about your personality. If you're an over roller.
People are passionate about the toilet paper and the way it goes. My girlfriend, Mary, I don't care. Sometimes I whatever way it goes on is how it goes on. Honestly, I don't particularly pick away. If she comes over to my house and it's not over, she switches the toilet paper.
That's what the story said. Yeah. Some people know, they know that the overroll is the way to go. They will change it at somebody else's house.
I don't even notice it, though. She's like, I changed your toilet paper. I'm like, I wouldn't have known that.
What about the people who don't even put it on the roll? They just kind of place it right on top.
No, that's lazy and it's unacceptable.
You're a monster. Check out our Twitter feed, @Country1067. It explains all of this with a diagram. I'm not kidding. @Country1067 on Twitter.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.